cold. I think she's a little bit tonight. It's too true.
Okay.
Nothing going on. Nothing
good. Yes, sir. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're getting a DOT, it's a renewal.
No, I've gotten four.
So how often do you have to get them?
8 years.
Okay, are you pretty healthy generally?
Yeah, I'm good.
You taking regular medication or anything?
Nothing. I haven't spoken any now and then about it.
You had hip and hernia surgery, but you're doing okay other than that, right?
Yeah,
you're going to build up okay.
Oh. Yeah, hip hernia surgery, when I was 11 years old, hip surgery about 17 years ago. And
okay. Yeah, sugar in the urine. You're not diabetic?
No, sir.
You're not taking any kind of medication?
No.
Just saying, sugar in the urine, that normally doesn't happen unless your sugar gets up around 200 or so.
Mm-hmm.
When you get doing a finger prick, that's okay. It's going to be extra, right? But I have to do that, okay, because you have a regular doctor. How long has it been since you've been to your regular doctor? You've been here before for this, right? Yeah, at least back in 21, okay. And you had a urine back in. Urine showed sugar back in, too. You need to have a blood sugar. I mean, that's just
more than a
it's like $50, I think. That's a lot, okay. But I have no choice, okay. I mean, you may be diabetic. I can't hear something. It's not going to. You need to know it too, right? Okay. They've raised the prices. I'm sorry. They did a test here in the office, and I think that's what they charge. There's no way around it. I can't find this. I don't think you're a bad guy, though. If you wear glasses, you see an eye doctor, you get your glasses finished. How often the last time you saw him? Okay. Well, all right. So you're supposed to come in and see him again. Is your vision still doing okay? I think you're. You do a clean eye chart, 20-30, so you're kind of, you're still okay, but I think it's real important. The only reason that, did you have a big breakfast today?
Yeah,
but even a normal non-diabetic, even if you have a big breakfast, or either drink a Coke or two Cokes,
okay?
The sugar doesn't go high enough to spill in the urine, the juice is spilling in the urine, so really, we can verify the price, but it's really important. So this guy, the DLT guy, needs a peanut prick for blood sugar. I'm putting it $60. Is that one?
Okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, but he's complaining that I don't have any choice. He knows that. I told him. Well, we got your urine already. I think you still have it. Let me see. Well, we got to do the finger prick, though. I'm sorry. So she's going to come in here and do that in just a minute. In fact, you're going to go ahead and do it while she's coming.
Yeah.
Reach up and everything like that. You don't usually get checkups too often, but you're how old? Is that right? Yes. You're how tall?
5 minutes.
It's 191, she said, and you wait?
191,
yes,
sir.
Okay.
It's 30.
Oh, that's 30, okay, that's good. All right, that's good. Yeah, they're better, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long is more glasses? What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Well, it's a little bit high, okay? I mean, it's borderline, I would say. Okay, 143. Normally, you know, the 8 at 7, like 2 hours after you eat, it's figured to be like 120. So you're a little bit high, okay? So you probably do have some diabetes, okay? It's probably mild diabetes, okay? You may not even need medication, but you need to go see a doctor. You're welcome to come here. If you have a doctor, go see him, okay? But it would be a different visit. So the test that we do is called a glycohemoglobin. It's a 3 month indicator of high sugar level. So that's a very more sensitive test. If you came here for a checkup, the lab work and all that to over 50 would be around $150 for everything in the lab. I mean, the physical, which is an office visit, right? So that's not a bad idea, actually, if you need to get all that. So, I'm not going to...
You say right now I'm showing signs of being diabetic?
I think you probably are diabetic, okay? Well, but I don't think it's bad diabetes. You may not need to be on medication. You definitely need to cut back on your food. If you should be, the best thing to do is to buy glucometer, just like that. Like the ones you use, you can buy them at Walmart. They're really pretty cheap, okay? And you can get glucose sticks and a glucometer and just check your sugar in the morning sometime. Your fasting blood sugar in the morning, first get up before you eat anything, should be about 100 or less. Less than 100, okay? If you're diabetic, it's going to be higher than that, maybe 120, 160, 200. I mean, some diabetics are real bad. Apparently, your diabetes is not real bad, but I think you have some diabetes. What about your family? Does anybody in your family have diabetes?
Yeah, grandfather and my grandfather.
So a lot of times it's genetic. You're not particularly overweight, right? Big problem, but come on here. But I think you have I would say you have some people are considered food diabetic. That means their sugar is safe. They're biting in the woman's up here or something like that. I think you're probably beyond that. You're probably mild diabetes, okay? But you can get away with that. I mean, it's not going to bother you. It might show up on the urine screen like it did on you. You don't want to just ignore it, okay, if you're sure.
No, I've got a doctor issues, but he's my fix.
Who's that? But you have a doctor.
I know what it's meant to say.
Yeah, you have a doctor in town.
Yes, of course.
So I would recommend, if you know that, more and go there, that's fine, absolutely. Just go there and tell them, if you want to go in there fasting, so they can draw your blood, fasting, and everything like that.
Before I eat going there, you mean?
Yes, sir. That way they can dig your liver right there, and then they'll know right off, or they'll send you off and everything like that. So we're going to do if I do a checkup on you, maybe I'll do that on EKG, things like that. Those are all really good things. They're not mandatory, for you to do a thing, but let's take a big breath. Yeah. Listen to your heart. Breathe out. Lay down there just a minute. Can you smoke?
No, I keep it acting.
Okay. Did you ever smoke?
Yes, sir.
How long did you start chewing?
I switched from cigarettes to chewing about 15 years ago.
15 years ago. You don't have much of a crying cough or cough in the morning?
Listen, I had a dry cough the last couple of days, but, that's about it.
Okay, that's what I can hear. Just stand up or over there. And just walk towards me, one foot in front of the other. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, all right, that's good enough. All right. And you don't have trouble. That's a good idea. You're okay. Hey, your knee's okay? I'm not actually referring you to an eye doctor, but I would recommend that you go, okay? If you want to check out your sugar first, okay, because if your sugar's on the high, and that can affect users maybe running out of the hall for a long time. Not high enough that maybe it's bothering your vision, but you want to see your doctor first, get that checkup, and then if you need to be on medication, get your sugar down a little bit better, and then wait a few months and you'll get your eyes checked, okay? You can see fairly well, 20 to 30, right? We'll go try to put the glasses on.
So the diabetes can affect your eyes too?
Number one cause of blindness. I mean, this is not bad, okay? But number one cause of blindness. Number one cause of kidney failure. It also affects your heart. So people with diabetes have early heart disease. They drop dead from heart attacks. I mean, they can. This is, again, mild. You're not particularly overweight. So probably for you, it's just a matter of watching you die. But definitely you need to get that blood work done to check your cholesterol and things like that. You could be at risk of heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer, right? And so...
As far as the diabetes,
affecting the heart. Yeah, right. Yes, sir. Yeah. I just put on there, I referred you to one, but it's not like mandatory. It's not required here on the physical or anything like that.
Okay. I go to the part of my eyes to that allergic test over there, 59.99.
Okay. Well, no, that sounds fine. That's good. So the only difference here now is because of this, I have to get a renewal in a year, not 2 years. Okay, because you're maybe diabetic, okay? I can just let you run off out here for 2 years. By the time you get back, you see you might be even higher and things like that. But those are the rules. Now, if you get a checkout by your doctor and you're non-diabetic, then you can come back and we could maybe alter this or something like that. But I have to do that for now.
Yeah.
So, we can do this. I don't think it's going to help you, but we can hold off on doing this. They won't take your money. Until you get to check up and then come back, and then we could do that. I don't think that's going to gain you. So.
Yeah.
It's just like cars. When you get older, you have a few problems. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's in the center. What's your name? Vivian? What's your name? What kind of name is that?
French. Nice name.
Okay. Well, where were you born?
South America, Columbia.
Okay. That's fine. You have some
French. Oh, my very good friend, that.
Halberdier, so it's like a V-I-E-R, okay? Halberdier, it's a German-French name, but Halberdier is like the Vivier, that's what you're saying. Yeah, okay, well, that's what it's and give you your coffee. And see how everything fits out, okay?
Okay.
Check out the counter up front. Right?
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you. It's right here, I'm sorry. I'll do a record.
Okay.
Goodbye. Yeah. I think I'm in an error here. You probably have to redo it. Okay. Okay, they're saying to do the top line, so I didn't mark that. I can do it, but I'd be an error in there. So can I redo this page, the one page?
Sure.
All right. You don't meditate before you start this drive, right?
Huh?
Oh, you're not taking them out. Like low food and things like that, you're not taking them out. How long have you been off of them? Well, okay, here we go. So in April, they gave you a prescription for Vascepa.
For what, 2 months? 1 month?
No, hang on. That's 4 days, so. Yeah, it's 3 months.
Okay.
So you're out of those now?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was in, looks like, April, I think it's 25. Must have been April. Yeah, okay. So you've been out of them for a few months, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're wanting to check your levels? Okay, last time we did do blood work on you was in April. Okay, were you on the medicine at that time when you came here? Were you on medicine when you came here? You gave your prescription for medicine after that, after the visit.
The time I came here, they gave me a prescription. I went over to the pharmacy, I did the pills, I took them, and I didn't
get
any more, and I
never came back. Right, I understand. Your level of green, okay, in April when they checked your blood was 649, so it's very high. Oh, really? Even higher, huh? How we got it down? By dieting or watching you eat or what?
My blood mess, I'm overdosing, and I just
Well, triglycerides are as important as cholesterol, okay? Cholesterol is more important for his heart. But if triglycerides are 500, then it could affect your heart as well.